Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Of course, it's Wednesday, which means She Talk Live, and I've got to tell you, first we came for your radio stations, then we came for your, I don't know what Joe Rogan is talking about, but evidently, you know, he's threatened by the trannies out there and the women out there, and they're coming to steal his voice, like in the Buffy the Vampire episode. I don't know what he's thinking, because I haven't read the article, but Joe Rogan evidently thinks that woke culture is coming for the cis hetero white man.
Perfect. Yes, exactly. This is on popculture.com. Says Joe Rogan slammed for suggesting straight white men will soon be silenced. It's by Allison Schnautner, I think is how you pronounce that. Let's go. Joe Rogan is facing backlash after he suggested that woke culture will soon lead to the silencing of straight white men. Rogan made the controversial remark.
Hold on. Yes. I'm not sure that that's even remotely true. Isn't most of Antifa comprised of straight cis white dudes?
I have no idea who they're composed of.
Every picture I've seen of Antifa out there doing something is almost predominantly, I would say 90%, cis white dudes.
That's pretty true. Are they the ones with like the Confederate flags and stuff?
No, they're the ones with the.
Unless they cover their face.
Red and black commie masks.
Oh yeah,
those guys.
Okay.
They're cis white men as well, Joe. Do they not count?
Maybe they don't. Maybe he's not even thinking about them. I don't know. Says that Rogan made the controversial remarks on the latest episode of his Spotify podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, during which he had a conversation with guest Joe List about how he believes woke culture has changed comedy. Speaking to List, Rogan said he has concerns about not being allowed to talk due to his privilege. Rogan said, "You can never be woke enough. That's the problem. It keeps going," explaining that it keeps going further and further and further down the line. The podcaster said, "If you get to the point where you capitulate. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Where you agree to all these demands, it'll eventually get to straight white men are not allowed to talk because it's your privilege to express yourself when other people of color have been silenced throughout history." Rogan went on to state that people would no longer be able to go outside because so many people were imprisoned in the past, and said he was not joking, and it really will get there, when Liz began to laugh.
Joe Rogan is like the number one person I hear about all the time. Like, I don't know what he thinks he's being silenced about. Like, I hear about him all the time.
Yeah, I have no idea either. He's got a very popular show. I don't know how much of a libertarian he is, but he's at least libertarian-leaning,
mm-hmm.
especially on the drug war and stuff like that. But he's also kind of out there and a bit kooky.
He has done some questionable things on his show.
Not quite to the level of, like, Alex Jones, but as far as experts on how the world actually works, Joe Rogan wouldn't be in my top 10.
Am I right that Joe Rogan is the one who smoked pot with Elon Musk on his show? Yeah.
Yeah,
and there was like a big stink about it?
Well, because Elon Musk's company fires people if they fail drug tests for pot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think that was the issue that people had with it, is that he's sitting there smoking pot while his company fires people for smoking pot.
That is super hypocritical.
But what do you expect from someone like Elon Musk?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't care.
No.
I had an ex-boyfriend that said he was going to try Joe Rogan's carnivore diet, where he was only eating meat, and he was like, "I lost so much weight, and I've never felt better in my life." I was like, "You're going to die, and that's disgusting."
Is that the keto thing?
No, it's just only eating meat and nothing else. In keto, you just can't eat, like, what is it, carbs? So you can't eat, like, bread and stuff
like that. Yeah, it's a low-carb diet.
I eat whatever I want whenever I want, so I can't relate to any of these diets. I mean, it's really simple to do that and still, you know, stay in shape. Just don't snack all the time and, you know, stay active.
That's exactly right. I did a shred starting on the 28th of March, and it was just basically eat real food, don't go into the middle aisles of the grocery store and don't drink alcohol. And I've lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
But Joe Rogan, I like him. I want to like him because he's a huge proponent of psychedelics, which I think, you know, are going to lift humanity into a better future if mm-hmm. we allow them to. But at the same time, he does say stuff like this that kind of makes it hard to listen to him. Because he's not wrong. You know, the liberal left does have a thing against the straight, cis, heterosexual, male, whatever. But that's because these straight, cis, heterosexual men, you know, historically has done the things that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They did silence minorities. They did oppress people. And I'm not saying that the people living now are responsible for that, but I understand why the oppressed people have a difficult time making that distinction.
I think it's silly that he's trying to, you know, protect his identity as a white male when there are people who are actually being targeted just because they call themselves libertarian. You know, I think it's less important to care about, like, I don't care at all that I'm white. I forget that I'm white all the time, you know, but, like, I could actually be targeted by the government for calling myself libertarian.
Well, this sort of focusing on characteristics thing, it's very popular these days, and as far as I can tell, it's just a participation trophy for life. It's for people who haven't accomplished anything, haven't done anything to be proud of, so they take pride in their skin color, their sexual orientation, or whatever, or the fact that they're trans or cis or whatever, and they hold that up and say, look at me, I'm special because I'm this. I was like, yeah, okay, but what have you done? Your characteristics don't define you. What you do defines you. But too many people allow their characteristics to define them because they have nothing else going for them.
Joe Rogan has a lot going for him.
I never thought about it like that, but you have a really good point.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've been talking about that one for a few years because it frustrates me. If people ask, you know, what are you? Trans wouldn't be the first. I mean, it would now because, you know, it made headlines.
Yep.
But trans generally isn't how I would identify myself. I say, well, I'm a talk show host. I'm an IT person. I'm a musician. I'm a writer. That would be how I describe myself. But for most people, they would go, I'm a trans, non-binary queer or whatever.
Okay.
It's like, okay, that tells me way more about your sex life than I wanted to know. But tell me about you as a person. And
yep.
they have nothing else to go on. So they just stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's failure to develop a personality or any interests or anything worth bragging about. It's sad.
Let's go on with the article. It says, his remarks quickly sparked discussion and controversy online, where many cast doubt that Rogan has to worry about being silent when his podcast has 11 million listeners per episode.
Holy crap!
11 million per episode.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what is he even worried about?
And I don't think that he has held back on any of his podcasts, on anything that he has said.
Yeah, he's been coming out against the, maybe not against the masks, I don't know any exact quotes, but he's been like kind of critical of the lockdowns.
For perspective on that, Free Talk Live as a show averages between 200 and 350 thousand downloads per month for the podcast. Well, that's just from SoundCloud. I don't know how many different sources that aggregates, and it doesn't include people watching the videos and all of that. So I don't know how exact those numbers are, but on SoundCloud, it's 200 to 350,000 listens per month.
Okay. That's a big difference.
He's at 11 million per episode. I don't know how frequent his episodes are. Free Talk Live, of course, is available every day.
I don't know. Does he have a daily show?
I would
maybe
imagine
weekly?
Not. It's probably easier to get to, well, it's not going to be easy to get to 11 million listeners anyway, but it's probably easier to get to 11 million listeners a week than it,
would,
it would
be per day.
Yeah. Well, that's by default true. I don't even know why I bothered to point it out.
This says that was according to The Independent, and he always has a Spotify deal estimated to be worth over $100 million. One person tweeted, someone tell Joe Rogan he got a $100 million podcast deal. He's doing just fine unless he lost his pen. Another person tweeted, Joe Rogan on his international podcast. Are straight white men being silenced, pointing out the contradiction of his words?
That's an excellent point. He's speaking to 11 million people, give or take, because we don't know who else is listening to his
right.
podcast and overhearing it in the office or whatever. Internationally listened to 11 million people per episode, and he's on there complaining about being silenced.
No one can hear me speak.
Clearly.
Says, reacting to the remarks, another Twitter user slammed Rogan, writing, sharing space is not the same as being silenced, you. The Nation journalist Ellie Mistel asked, can Rogan point to the one day in American history where straight white men were told to shut the up?
I doubt it.
But there's not one.
Regarding the sharing space comment, people listening to other shows aren't necessarily detracting from Joe Rogan's listeners. It's probably two very different audiences.
So absolutely.
It's not even sharing space. It's just everyone having space.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? 603-283-616.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
She Talk Live tonight, because with you in the studio, it's Aria,
Angie, and Bonnie.
And I've got to say, I was a bit surprised about 2 o'clock this afternoon when my boss suddenly screamed across the store, "Aria! area. Bitcoin's under 40,000 because she knows I can't just watch these things at the moment, and that I still have a highly vested interest in cryptocurrency and what, you know, what it's doing, and what, even though I can't do anything about it,
right.
I still want to know, you know, which I think is natural. So she shouted that out across the store, and I had no idea what was going on. So that seems strange to me, considering that yesterday she was like, it crashed to 48,000. I was like, well, that's not really a crash, but
right.
Okay, let's go with that. But evidently China has done something, and that has caused the value of Bitcoin, as you saw earlier, fall below $30,000 per coin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it went just like 29 and some change.
29? Oh my God.
For like a brief little bit.
I didn't see that. That's crazy. That's kind of scary.
Sounds like Bitcoin is on sale. But before we get into that story about China, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott the Bigot calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Good. How about
you? What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I'd like to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
This is going to be promising.
As an American Jew, I can honestly say that the Zionists in Israel would not be under siege today if they had treated the downtrodden Palestinians with dignity and respect, which they have not.
For once, I agree with you, Scott. Holy crap.
Yes, you do. You know, the irony, ladies, is that the Jews were slaughtered in the Holocaust, and if any race of people on this planet should be sensitive to the civil rights and suffering of a persecuted people, it should be the Jews. But furthermore, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, it wields enormous power in the United States and the Jewish lobby as well, in general, and they demand that our congressmen and senators vote for Israel every time or else be voted out of office. In other words, American Jewry intimidates our elected officials and have forced this lopsided Zionist policy,
well,
if you will.
Hold on, Scott, because you moved the target to something that I would shoot at you with to something that I won't. It's not American Jewry that's doing this. It's AIPAC, which is a very, 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 very small subset of the American Jewish population.
But very powerful.
Yes, but it's still not all American Jews or anything like that. It's like, I don't know, maybe 30 to 40 of them. I don't know what AIPAC's membership is.
Yeah, but our congressmen and senators are intimidated by them, and the reason why they're intimidated is if they vote against Israel, A, they're going to be voted, AIPAC will see that they're voted out of office. And
but why is that? Why does AIPAC have that power over them? AIPAC doesn't. Why does AIPAC have that power over the American voter?
Because
it's because of Christians.
Because of the overall power of Jews in the United States collectively.
I've been thinking.
But they don't represent enough of the population to vote anyone out of office, Scott.
Well,
but you know who does?
Ask our congressman.
The American right-wing Christian has enough power to vote people out of office. And if you don't support Israel, that's the number one sin for the American right-wing Christian.
That is true. That is true. But also, they're afraid that they'll get stigmatized as being an anti-Semite and they'll just be run out of office on a rail. That's their fear. So they always march in lockstep with AIPAC. And that what's sad about that is that our boys have to go over and fight if there's a war. We already have lost, I don't know how many thousand in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Do they have to? They don't have to. It's the right-wing welfare.
That's a good point. I mean, they could go AWOL, or they could just not
get
enlist.
Get a real job.
Yeah.
I wish they would go AWOL. I'm going to tell you, you made a good point. Wouldn't it be marvelous if they're the next future war, every officer in the military, armed forces, refused to fight? Then that would be the end of, there would be mutiny, but that would be the end of the war. They're giving their marching orders, these stupid wars that don't achieve anything, and we lose trillions in treasure, and we lose thousands of American soldiers.
I mean, we almost had that during World War I when all along the trenches, troops from one side of the war met and celebrated with troops from the other side of the war.
Wow.
The reason the generals refused to allow them to ever, like the command came down from the very top, so you can never allow this to happen again, was that these soldiers, if they kept seeing the humanity in each other, they would stop firing and they would just go back home and tell the politicians, hey, no, we're not doing this anymore. We came really close that day to ending war. I don't think anything like that is ever going to happen again.
But you asked the question, and I'm going to answer it. Jewish influence, there's 6 million Jews in the United States. If I'm doing my math correctly, 330, that comes out to 2% of the U.S. population. How can 2% wield such power over the United States? Well, I'll tell you how. From Wall Street to the Federal Reserve to the media to Hollywood to Washington, D.C., to Las Vegas to AIPAC, Jews wield enormous power in this country. And unfortunately, when we go to war in the Middle East, they tell our congressmen and senators, they give them their marching orders, and that's what they do.
Well, plenty of groups in the United States wield enormous power. The LGBTQ lobby in the United States is one of the most powerful, disproportionately powerful lobbies in the United States.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, but I'm just talking about the Jews.
Well, I think Aria gave a perfectly valid answer that it has a lot to do with the Christians, because I was thinking about that today. Like, my parents, they're, you know, like, white Christian people, and they're all about Israel. In fact, my mom, like, found out we're, like, I don't know, some percent Jew, and she, like, really cared about that when we were kids. And it's just, like, because Christians believe that Jews are the chosen people and they want to be God's chosen
people.
Can you
imagine worshiping a God that didn't choose you as his chosen people? I've never understood that about Christianity. But in Christianity, yes, the Jews are the chosen people of God. And there's the Jews, the chosen people, and then everyone else is a Gentile. Why would you worship a God to whom you're a second-class citizen, first of all? But I think that's entirely the point. I mean, I think that's entirely the issue, because I think about my grandmother and my uncle and all of my family, my right-wing Christian family down there in the South, who, no matter what Israel says or does, they're going to stand beside Israel because they believe that, you know, they're the chosen people, and that anything they do is automatically endorsed by God, or that God has their back or whatever, and they don't want to be on God's bad side, so
even if it's bombing Palestinians.
Yes, and oppressing them and kicking them out of the homes that their families have held for generations, or refusing to allow them to rebuild, redistricting all of the Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip, or whatever monstrous thing they're doing at the moment.
Maybe they are afraid, but when they choose that because they're second-class citizens, maybe they are afraid of what's coming afterlife, like what happens when they die. And so they think that what's going to happen is they're going to go to this grand place, and they're going to be treated and you know, have this wonderful afterlife. And so they choose to worship this because they're just afraid. They don't know what's going to happen, and they don't know what else to do.
I do know that there are some people like that. My sister is one of them. Mm-hmm. She continues to be a believer in a God, but it's because she's terrified of the afterlife, mm-hmm. of mortality, the fact that she's going to die one day. She can't handle that. She wants to believe that somehow she's going to continue existing, and religion provides that outlet to people.
Exactly.
Especially Christianity, but Christianity provides this whole weird side of it where, okay, you have to do these things or you're going to be tortured for all eternity.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, that's unique to the Judeo-Christian mythology, the whole torturous afterlife. Because in Greek mythology, you think, oh, Hades, it sounds awful, but it wasn't all awful. It was just the afterlife.
Right? You could, like, leave sometimes.
603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. Scott, thank you so much for tonight for the call. It wasn't full-on bigotry. I'm impressed.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not agree to a ceasefire until their military objective is achieved. That's after President Biden encouraged Israel and the Palestinians to head towards a path towards a ceasefire. The head of Customs and Border Protection is defending a policy to release illegal immigrants caught at the border without a court date. acting CBP Commissioner Troy Miller telling Congress that the reason court dates are not being given is because hearings have been postponed until July 3rd.
Agents perform the same national security and border security checks as they would with a notice to appear.
Miller adding illegal immigrants that are released from their custody at the border must report to an ICE location in 60 days, although we did not know how many are actually showing up. You're listening to USA Radio News. A week after hackers shut down a U.S. pipeline, President Biden may be lifting sanctions on a Russian pipeline.
The Biden administration is looking to waive sanctions on the corporate entity and CEO Matthias Warnick, overseeing the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany. According to two unnamed sources that were briefed on the decision, Warnick and President Vladimir Putin are longtime friends, as Warnick is a former East German intelligence officer. The State Department's report heads for Congress Wednesday and will call for four companies and four ships that are supporting the pipeline construction to be put on the sanctions list. However, the State Department report is said to have waived the applications of those sanctions, citing U.S. national interests. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Montana, the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signing the bill on Tuesday that goes into law January 1st, 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And there's so much prep work I have to do in light of the possibility that, you know, Ian has his bail hearing tomorrow. I'm going to be at my attorney's office for it, because I had a meeting with my appointment with my attorney at 1:30 tomorrow anyway, so it just makes sense since we're both going to view the hearing, obviously, that I just view it there.
Right.
Which is regrettable because the most contact I can really have with Ian is for him to see my name there as one of the people there viewing it to, you know, in support of him. And I won't be able to do that tomorrow because I'll be at my attorney's office, but whatever. I expect they're arguing about the bail amount that they want from him, despite the fact that cash bail has been gotten rid of in New Hampshire. I don't know how that exactly works. How can they require a cash bail when New Hampshire got rid of cash bail?
What did they use instead of cash bail?
Did they mention property?
Yeah, well, they're using cash bail in this case. The prosecutors, I believe, wanted $200,000, and the defense, Ian, wants $100,000.
Right.
So I imagine the judges are going to come and say, okay, we'll do $150,000. Both of you, neither of you get what you want. Let's move on. But that seems to be the only real sticking point about his release at this point. Of course, the government's lengthy response about this was like 2.5 pages of them talking about why they felt that, you know, they couldn't reasonably assure that he would be in court, even though the judge already has disagreed with that and said, hey, come at me with conditions. But obviously, they don't want to do that, but they have to because the Georgia judge ordered them to. And, you know, I expect good news tomorrow. I don't know how long it will take all of this to actually get finished so that he can walk free out of the jailhouse, but
But there's a light, which is good. And you know that he is like, thank goodness.
Yes. I expect good results in the hearing tomorrow. So there's all sorts of stuff that I have to plan for, to arrange for. And these sheets that I'm holding is one of them because it's been my job for the last year and a half to handle the live read schedules and the podcast schedules, making sure they're done, making sure they're cataloged away, and making sure they're sent to the party that needs them. But I can't be here at the studio to do that if Ian lives here. So that's going to be a difficult... And I can't talk with Ian to work out these problems.
It's so stupid, because you both need to, maintain employment, so shouldn't you both be able to talk about Free Talk Live?
Could he just go next door to a different place of living, and for during the show or during the time that you're here? Can you not be on the same property?
Probably not. He's under house arrest.
Okay, so he has to be on his side.
I imagine so. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work with the duplex.
I didn't even think about that. We can't go over to Calvin's house together and talk to Calvin in his kitchen anymore.
But it's still the same house.
I imagine you can still go next door. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I'm not the one setting these conditions. I would just say it seems reasonable that he would be allowed to go next
door. Yeah, it's still his property.
Yes. I mean, it's still the same physical building. But who knows? All of this will be dealt with, but man, it sure would be a lot easier. And I'm willing for the prosecutors to be there, for all of the attorneys to be there. Just let me sit down with him so we can work out these issues, please.
Exactly. Yep.
We just need to talk about how the show is going to be done.
You know, and then what about, he's not supposed to talk to Mark either, and that's his...
Right.
I mean, how is he, that's his business partner. They want him to work, right? They want him
Mark calls himself Ian's business partner, but Free Talk Live is, strictly speaking, Ian's.
Yeah. But they work very closely together on a lot of things.
Yes. And what's weird is I'm still allowed contact with Mark, but obviously not about the case, which is fine because I'm not talking to anyone about the case except my attorney. But it's weird that they could make the exception for that with Mark, but they won't make the exception about it with Ian. I don't know. I'm hoping we can work something out where, we can have the parole officers, the attorneys, the prosecutors, everyone there in the room so that we can just have this conversation and work all this stuff out. That way Free Talk Live is taken care of.
Yeah, it's business, and they said that he needed to continue working.
And the judge might not even approve their condition that he can't talk to Mark, so we don't even know for sure that he won't be able to talk to Mark yet, but...
So those are not set in stone yet. Those are just things that they were recommending.
That's
the prosecutor. Okay.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that the defense had capitulated to most of the conditions, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He's not really arguing any of them, I don't think, except the $100,000, $200,000 thing.
I don't blame him, because whatever the conditions are out here, they're infinitely better than
Absolutely.
The conditions in jail.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll all be worked out, and hopefully Ian will be back on Free Talk Live next week.
Fingers crossed.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be crazy.
Cryptocurrency, though, I can't look into cryptocurrency or what it's doing or anything like that. I haven't actually asked whether or not I can look at Bitcoin prices. I can't imagine why I would be declined that, but I think my supervisory officer would come back with the question, what does it even matter to you? You can't do anything about it. So in a way, it doesn't really matter to me, but I'm curious, and I like knowing what these things are doing. Evidently, Angie, you saw Bitcoin fall below 30,000 today.
Yeah, it was like 29,000 and something. I'm trying to look to see if I could find the exact low, but I don't see it. Something referenced 24-hour low was 30,201, so it didn't go below 30.
Well, it depends on which market you're looking at, probably. It may have gone down below 30 on one exchange or one wallet or whatever.
That makes sense. I didn't think about that.
It's just 1 year ago it was around 30,000, so it's not even it's really down.
I don't even think it was 30,000.
No, it was 3,500 or 6 grand or something, because I remember
one year ago?
Last year was about 7 grand
at tax
right
time, because I remember looking at it, and I was like, wow, people should really buy some crypto when they get their tax money back.
I remember because it was about May the 3rd or May the 4th that I got the $1,200 stimulus check. And I recommended everyone buy Bitcoin.
Yes.
So I've been kind of keeping track of it since. And it was at about $7,000 when I said that.
Oh, wow.
So
if we bought $1,200 worth of Bitcoin then, what would it be worth now?
At the moment, if it's about $40,000, which I think is what it's at,
yeah,
it would be $7,000 worth of Bitcoin?
That would be a great investment with your stimulus money.
It would have been. Of course, we're not financial advisors, but if you had listened to me back in May, you would be much wealthier than you are after having bought that $800 television.
Mm-hmm.
I got my last stimulus check the day of the raid, so I was like, I'm just going to keep this in my bank account, unfortunately. So I've never been able to do that, but...
Well, I got my $600 stimulus check vanished. It was supposedly sent to me as a card, as one of the prepaid debit cards. I never received it. I imagine someone along the line was like, hey, no, I want this.
Exactly.
Well,
while the USPS is out there seizing my packages and, you know, scanning for stuff and searching through my stuff, you might want to be searching for the guy who stole my $600, who was in your employ.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, they don't care about that. I did receive the $1,200 check, but this was after the raid, so I couldn't use it to buy a Bitcoin.
I was always wondering that about the cards. I was like, they better not send me mine as a card because
what was it, 14?
I think it was 1400.
Yeah. Most recent one, yeah, it was 14.
But, yeah, the card evidently vanished. And I imagine...
Can they tell if it's been spent? Like, can they look at it?
I could probably go to the IRS website and look into it, but screw them. They're the IRS. They're part of the people who just kicked in my door and arrested me.
Yes.
So
I don't want their help. Yes. Yeah.
I don't care what happened to that little bone they decided to throw the American people.
That's right. You took that $1,200 one and bought some crypto.
I'm not saying whether or not I did, but I certainly suggested that people do it.
Well, apparently China is the main reason why Bitcoin went down. I don't know if I actually believe that, but that's what this article from CNN Business is saying.
I mean, it's plausible. There's more than 1 billion people in China. Like a seventh of the world's population is in the one country.
Well, I definitely don't believe that it's just because Tesla said something bad about Bitcoin. I don't think that Bitcoin would lose half its value because, you know, Tesla said something.
I think that Tesla... stopping taking Bitcoin probably made it lose, you know, 2 or 3%. But the rest of that was people panic selling because they bought it. And now they're like, oh, God, I'm going to lose money. So they panic sold, which just drove the price further down. And eventually people are like, okay, this isn't a flash crash. Everything's fine. Just carry on. But this, dropping down to 30,000, that's big. We're going to talk about the reasons why this happened. What exactly did China do that scratched almost 33%, wouldn't it be? Right off the value of Bitcoin. Yep. 603-283-6160. This is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Angie. And I'm obviously not able to look. Is the media out there declaring Bitcoin to be dead again? Because every time there's something like this, they declare Bitcoin is dead, Bitcoin is dead. And Bitcoin not only hasn't died, but this year has hit unbelievable all-time highs. Yep. It has hit $60,000 per Bitcoin.
I don't know if they're declaring it dead, but I have seen a couple of headlines saying that people should invest and people should get into it because it's going to be the, you know, currency of the future.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would prefer to call this Bitcoin is on sale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you get, we know that Bitcoin can be worth at least $60,000. I think the cap was like $62,000 or something like that. Right now, you can get it almost half that. Or, I guess, two-thirds of that probably now. I think you said, someone said earlier it was at $40,000. But, you know, there was a time today where you could have gotten it at half that, at below $30,000 or close to $30,000.
The blue light special.
Yeah. So, and I imagine that's what drove the price back up to $40,000. And everyone went, oh, God, it's on sale. Time to buy some.
I still see people on Twitter say stuff like, well, I still don't have $30,000. People still don't understand that you can buy less than one Bitcoin.
Right.
Which was my problem at first. I was like, well, I don't have $6,000 or whatever when I first heard about it.
It always confuses me that people say that because every other currency that we've ever dealt with is divisible.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter. If your mother wants to pay you 50 cents or whatever, the dollar is divisible into 50 cents.
For some reason, there's just such a disconnect between Bitcoin and, or like Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency and regular currency. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, you just think it's a completely different and completely, like, unable to be understood type of thing. I don't know. Whenever you first hear about it. Well, especially, like, people like my parents.
Imagine, though, trying to go into a store and you want to buy, like, a 50-cent candy bar and you're like, ah. Oh. But I've only got one USD.
So it's just going to cost you a dollar.
Yeah, I get what a shame. And the gas station says, "No, we can't sell you that. Sorry, cuz we're not going to steal that 50 cents from you. So we're not going to sell you that." It's insane. That's not the world any of us grew up in. We know that, you know, the base dollar of money is divisible into smaller sums.
Yeah, but I don't know if people know that they can just buy part of it. Because I like you said, I can't count the number of times people are like, wow, you know, how many Bitcoin do you have? I'm like, I don't have a whole Bitcoin. And, you know, and they're like, really? Well, how do you get Bitcoin then? You can't just buy one? I'm like, no, you can buy like $20 worth or $50 worth. You don't have to go all in. Buy $50 a week and it'll add up, but people don't get it.
They don't. And I just don't understand why people operate under that assumption. It's like, it's exactly that. It's people who act like 50 cents doesn't exist. Dimes don't exist. Nickels don't exist. Mm-hmm. And that the smallest denomination of USD is the $1 bill. That a Bitcoin is the equivalent of the $1 bill, only the Bitcoin can be broken into smaller, much smaller mm-hmm. amounts, and Bitcoin is not backed by war and the aggression of the United States government abroad, which, in my opinion, is a big advantage. I would rather not use a currency that is backed by war and threats of violence. But that's just me. China would agree, of course. And they are not fans of Bitcoin. They've never been fans of Bitcoin. I think India as well tried to ban Bitcoin, and that didn't work out for them. But China has a much tighter hold on its people than the Indian government does. So what exactly is going on here? What did China do? Do you know?
This from CNN Business says, Bitcoin plunges below 40,000 as China widens its crypto crackdown. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are plunging as anxiety spreads through the market, this time after China took more steps to crack down on the digital coins. The world's most heavily traded cryptocurrency plunged as low as $30,202 per coin early Wednesday after starting the day around $40,000, according
to... So it started around $40,000 today?
Yes. Yes. This is according to CoinDesk.
So it was bad for the last several days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been going down for the last several days.
I mean, this is one of the reasons that I'm kind of glad that I can't just sit around watching it, because I never was one to just sit around watching the Bitcoin value, right? But each day I did like to wake up and look at the value, see where my crypto was at. And, you know, sometimes it was good, sometimes it was like, okay.
Did it ever determine your mood? Like, were you ever like, oh, crap, it's really down, and blah, and you had a bad day? Or you
no,
like,
because it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up. That's just what it does. And the general trajectory on a whole is up.
Yeah, well, that's good that you know that and that you weren't like, oh, no, I'm going to lose everything.
Yeah,
like Bitcoin falls 10% while I'm sleeping. I wake up, you know, 3 days later and it's up, you know, 16%. What do I care?
Yep, exactly.
It's not lost until I've sold it for a specific amount.
Yeah, you still have the same number of Bitcoin you had,
yes.
Whether it's $1 per Bitcoin or it's $1,000 per Bitcoin.
Yes, I still have the same amount of mm-hmm. Bitcoin.
Juicy J actually tweeted about this. Do you know who Juicy J is? I don't know.
I would never follow anyone who called themselves Juicy J.
Well, he's a, like...
Just know that about me.
He's a pretty big rapper. I only know about him because he has a song with Katy Perry. But anyways, he tweeted, like, just keep holding your Bitcoin. It goes up and down in value all the time. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's good. I wish more people knew that.
I retweeted it.
The only one that I wish that I could actually dump would be Dogecoin. Because I acquired mine, I think it was at a tenth of a penny when I acquired it. And now it's at 49 cents, 50 cents. I don't know what it's at now. But sure, it would be nice to have sold it at mm-hmm. 63 cents or whatever the peak was. But for me, it still monumentally has increased in value.
Right.
I would love to get rid of it, but I can't access my wallets to get rid of it. But nothing would make me happier than to get out of Dogecoin forever. Especially with Elon Musk trying to influence its developers.
Well, he's still trying to do stuff like bring a literal Bitcoin to the literal moon and stuff like that, so maybe he's going to pump it again and then I can get rid of it.
Elon Musk has a plan to put a Bitcoin on the moon?
Oh, a Dogecoin. Did I say Bitcoin? Sorry. He wants to bring a literal Dogecoin to the literal moon.
Do they have a literal Dogecoin?
Well, I guess he's going to make one.
Well, there are literal Bitcoins.
I knew that.
So I imagine you could have that with but what a waste of money and
I know.
Time and energy.
Well, he has so much money, he has to find something to spend it on.
Spend it on ending war, man. Well, I guess in a sense that's what he's doing.
Yep.
Okay, I can't criticize him too much, but why Dogecoin? Why not Monero? Or Hush, or Zcash,
maybe
or Horizon.
Maybe he made a good investment, and he's trying to get the most out of his buck.
He does seem like he's all about, like, memes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I was Elon Musk, I would have sold my Dogecoin once it hit, I don't know, 50 cents per.
But then he's afraid he might lose out. Remember the, what is
fear
it?
Fear of missing out?
Yeah, FOMO or whatever they call it, yeah.
Okay, maybe he's just that greedy that he's that stupid, but...
Or maybe he has so much money, he just doesn't care. He's like, no, I'm just going to leave it. We're going to pump it, and I'm going to get more.
Or maybe he really does believe that the developers can make it good, even though it was made to be a...
an actual
poop
joke.
Coin, yeah.
I mean, it is a joke coin, and my favorite thing about it is that it means that the USD is officially worth two jokes. And no more.
Yep.
And pretty soon, it would seem, it's going to be worth one joke. Or what I want to see is for Dogecoin to be more valuable than the USD. Just even if it's just by a penny, just $1 and
one. Oh, it's
going to
happen.
I hope so, because I want to be able to say, ha ha, this joke currency is more valuable than this currency that you're taking seriously enough that you're staking your entire life on it. You built your entire life around the USD, accepting it, using it, spending it, earning it, all of that, taxing it, paying your taxes on it, and it's worth less than a joke.
Yep.
Yep.
I love it.
People only learn that system, and they think the other systems are so complicated when they don't even look into it at all. I was saying this to somebody recently. I was like, if you grew up being indoctrinated about the Bitcoin system, it'd be so easy to you. In fact, it's so much easier to understand than like the stuff we have going on right now.
Well, but that's because most people don't know the back end of what's going on right now, right? Because mm-hmm. the USD, the paper currency, protects them from that. The banks protect them from that.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to learn how shady and secretive and immoral and evil it all really is, because the bank is there to be like, hey, no, it's really quite simple. Just use this username and password. Use this debit card. Enter your PIN number. It's all really simple.
And we're insured. So for up to $100,000, yeah. And the average person doesn't have anywhere near that amount of money. So like, oh, my $900 is safe. They'll get it back to me.
So the banks obfuscate all of that. They don't have to actually face it or deal with it or learn anything about where that money's actually coming from or what the banking system is actually doing.
Yeah, most people believe that the amount of money they see in their bank account is what they really physically have in a safe somewhere.
That's terrifying.
I have worked at a bank, and I can attest that that is not the case. We would get a shipment of money once a week. We would go through and count it, and it was nowhere near what they say they were supposed to have.
No, it was supposed to be 10% of the total amounts of deposits or something like that you had to actually keep in.
Per branch, maybe?
Perhaps. They got rid of that entirely, and now there's no reserve requirement within the Federal Reserve Banking System.
They can do what they want.
Infinite inflation. They open the doors for that. All the more reason to get into Bitcoin, so why does China want to stop you? This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.